information, news, and entertainment on demand. Welcome to Business Leader Radio.
Thanks for listening in. We're doing This Week in Marketing, which is brought to you by the San Diego chapter of the American Marketing Association. Joining me, as always, is my co-host, Jimmy Page, Vice President of Content Strategy. And the topic of today's show is marketing research. Jimmy, reintroduce your guest, and what are we talking about this segment?
Thanks, Wade. Again, we have today Kirsty Nunez, who is the President and Chief Research Strategist at Q2 Insights, a marketing research and innovation firm that has offices here in San Diego and in New Orleans. Thanks again for joining us today, Kirsty.
Thank you for having me.
What new industry approaches have surfaced recently, let's say in the last few years, and what advice do you have for companies today who really want to be innovative in their use of market research data and marketing research data?
Well, again, you know, we have an array of technologies that are available to us, digital technologies that are available to us now that weren't available in the past. Not just online, but of course we have smartphones and tablets, and so we're using smartphones and tablets to collect data these days a lot. And what it allows us to do that we haven't been able to do in the past is travel with, particularly in the case of smartphones, is travel with our the target participant research participant groups that we're working with, and be part of their daily lives. So using those technologies to collect data is really a fabulous tool for us and for our clients, and also even being able to use those tools to have real-time reporting for our clients has been an absolutely fabulous advance. We're using film for data collection and reporting, and that allows us to bring to life customers in the boardroom. So doing studies, for example, in the field and filming them and then editing down that report just as we would do a written report, but doing it in film and then presenting that to the chief executives that are in the boardroom has been huge. The use of web panels that we've talked about has revolutionized the way we collect data and the speed we collect data. And I think the use of ethnographic methodologies and hybrid qualitative and ethnographic approaches to truly understand a business or a product or a service from the customer perspective is also quite innovative, even though it hasn't just come up in the last few years. But ethnographic research uses some of the tools and techniques from sociology and from anthropology and applies them to research. And so we actually conduct research where a business operates or where a product is used or where a service is used. And we use methodologies such as observation and researcher participation and interview to glean research insights. I think not being afraid to use multivariate statistical analysis or allowing your research team to do that for you and doing statistical modeling, that is also not brand new, but it just yields such incredible data that I don't want to leave that off the list of things that I would recommend. And capitalizing on some of the learnings that we have from creative problem solving or tried and true innovation methodologies to address business decisions and challenges. And then finally, I guess one thing that I would recommend that clients think about is taking their databases and appending demographic or psychographic data or other data to their in-house databases, and then mining those updated databases for new insights can be incredibly revealing.
You mentioned using tablets to become part of people's daily lives. Can you give us an example of what a project like that looks like?
Oh, yeah. We might use a tablet or we might use a smartphone, but what we can do is we can develop customized apps, or we can use existing apps, but customized apps is one thing we really love to work with. So say we're trying to figure out how how a soap fits into somebody's daily life. We can give them journaling exercises that we actually send out over the on the smartphone, and we ask them throughout the day about when they've last used soap, to take photos of their soap experiences, any challenges they might have with soap. We can be part of their daily life and truly understand how they interact with soap and what their needs are and that sort of thing. We did a study not so long ago when we needed to understand the dietary behaviors of people with diabetes. And so we actually, we were using these technologies to have them take photos of the inside of their refrigerators and freezers and take photos of the inside of their cabinets and to every time they ate to take photos of the food that they were eating and the activities, the exercise activities they were engaged in, and just really, truly just be with them every minute of the day when anything that they did would impact their disease and their disease state.
One thing that you offer firms is something you call innovation. Can you explain a little bit about this concept of innovation services, and when a company comes to you for that, what are they buying?
Sure. Well, innovation doesn't, of course, fall under the umbrella of marketing research, but it is related, and it can definitely augment and guide what we do in research. It can also augment and guide what client decisions are made. So we use the proven method of creative problem solving, which is used to approach a problem or a challenge or even a desire to develop a new product or a service in a very imaginative and innovative way. And we facilitate the creative problem solving process, and we call this innovation because the outputs are always highly innovative. And so we interweave creative problem solving or innovation approaches with research to develop basically a comprehensive library of knowledge for our clients. So some of the steps we might go through, and we often go through a subset of these steps with our clients rather than going through all the steps, but we identify the stakeholders at the company to figure out, who it is that needs the information or the problem answered. We try and understand what the facts are, the known facts. We clarify the task, and that's all about, just understanding what the research objectives are and what the overall purpose of the study is and what business problem is being solved. And then we might do a workshop. So we bring in the creative problem solving techniques to do a workshop to discover ideas that might address that business problem or challenge or we might innovate around ideas or generate a bunch of ideas for new products and services and distill those down to a set that would be ready for taking to research. And so then the next step might be we do evaluative research do qualitative or quantitative research to actually distill down or refine any of the ideas that came out of a workshop. And then we would do some more optimization in a workshop setting with our clients, and then we could take that out to research again. So we say we're working on problems on new product development, and we've come up with a range of products. We've now distilled these down, and we next step would be to have an optimization workshop, as I mentioned, and then take it to some optimization research, so to optimize those really top ideas. And then the last couple of steps would be, developing a plan for action. So we've got a distilled set of new product ideas. We have researched these with potential customers, not only to cull them down, but to optimize the winning ideas. And then we could help a client develop a plan of action for getting those to market. So we've been combining these two areas, research and innovation practices, for 15 years now, much to the satisfaction of our clients.
That is incredibly interesting. I've never heard of innovation services, and it sounds like sort of at a high level, it's answering these really kind of broad and difficult to package up questions that traditional marketing research is really good at answering, but sort of innovation research and creative research is necessary for to answer some of these broader questions. With about a minute and 30 seconds left, can you tell us, is statistical modeling still a big part of what you're doing and what innovative firms are doing, or is it sort of just a commodity nowadays because computers do those kinds of things?
Oh, no, it's definitely not a commodity. That's an excellent question. You know, statistical modeling is really art and science, and it's really important to have a fully trained statistician or group of statisticians to do statistical modeling. I have a graduate degree in statistics. One of my graduate degrees is in applied statistics, but I actually work, you know, we as a team work with a professional statistician to do our statistical modeling because, you know, he does it day in and day out. I do it, I don't do it day in and day out, so we work together. You know, it's really, really doing a good job of statistical modeling is all about being well informed about the knowledge and insights that the client requires. And, you know, I would argue that the average man on the street, and I think I mentioned this before, cannot do, for example, a pricing study or a market size and potential study, or they can't really develop a causal model of customer satisfaction or loyalty unless they have the professional training that goes behind doing that statistical modeling and this true understanding of what the business or the market requirements are.
Well, great information we're getting today from you, Kirsty. I appreciate it. In the next segment, something possibly to think about I'd like to get an answer to are some tool sets for business. There's great enterprise-level tools for doing CRM, which ties in with a lot of the application of the research results. But for small business, I'd be curious what tools they might find out there. And we've been learning in this segment about new technology tools and how research plus creativity equals effective innovation on This Week in Marketing.
Homeless veterans and their families are suffering and need our support, but many won't ask or don't know that help is within reach. Veterans Community Services is here to help. Amazingly, about 35% of the homeless in our neighborhoods are veterans with families. Low-income veterans or their friends are encouraged to contact Veterans Community Services and reach out for help with housing and other services. Call now, 800-974-9909.
I raised $8,000 to build schools for South African children. After realizing how many people go hungry in San Diego, I now volunteer at a food pantry.
I'm spending the next year doing volunteer projects across three countries and helping in ways they designate to be the most helpful.
The World Link program at the Joan B. Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice recognizes the potential of youth as agents of social change. Learn how you can help youth become a generation of leaders in action at peace.sandiego.edu.
If you heard that sound, you probably are eligible for insurance from Navy Mutual, insuring the men and women of the Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. Here's what one policyholder, retired Navy Commander Thomas Dade, had to say.
Navy Mutual is the best insurance decision I ever made. I wish you had a savings plan available that earned the rates my Navy Mutual insurance has been earning.
Navy Mutual Aid Association, started by military members in 1879, serves active, reserve, and retired military today. Navy Mutual honors our military by providing them affordable life insurance with the features they need without fine print, sales fees, or military service restrictions. Value, integrity, trust, and stability are the cornerstones on which our commitment to you and your loved ones are built. Call Navy Mutual at 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org for your personal life insurance plan consultation. 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Touch the screen.
Amazing.
No, really, touch it. Go ahead and experience it. Imagine at your next trade show or event, giving your customers and prospects a unique brand experience. Immersing them in your brand and creating an environment for them to not just see, but to virtually touch and feel your products and services. Multi-touch presentations enhance the touchscreen experience. Avery Marketing develops customized applications for multi-touch presentations. You can now interact with your media using multiple touches and gestures on video displays, giving your audience a customized, interactive experience that will leave them asking for more. To see some of our custom presentations and find out if multi-touch or any of our other marketing services are right for you, visit our website at AveryMarketing.com. Avery Marketing, fresh perspective, exceptional craft, inspired creative. Avery Marketing provides strategic brand marketing solutions that engage customers and prospects in your brand experience.